Let's Find Out. And that was William Vitalis singing one of his original songs, Open My Heart to the World. It's absolutely a beautiful song and one of my favorites. Tonight, we're going to have a discussion on raising your consciousness. And I'm going to dare to be very gutsy and relate it to what's happening in the world. And I know I did send an email out this afternoon telling you that this is a call-in show. But however, there is a different number to listen if you don't want to listen on the internet. And that number to listen only is 605-475-1600. And I deeply apologize if there was any mix-up. The number for asking questions to call in for the discussion is 888-429-5471. So let's begin. It's time we get real, because it's time for a reality check throughout the world, not just in the United States. Although I have written 8 books on spiritual growth and awareness, as well as the new spiritual chakras, I don't normally discuss politics. Politics is really an exterior manifestation of what we all have going on inside of us, individually. It's an aspect of our consciousness. However, this election is becoming ridiculous, and it is time to speak up. So, here's the deal. Many people are afraid that Donald Trump is going to become president. And many people are afraid as well that Hillary Clinton is going to become president. Well, here it is straight. Love it or hate it. Who is going to win? What is my prediction? I get asked that every day. People in this particular election, this election is not about the presidency. This election is about a worldwide change in consciousness. Please take notes. How we handle fears, prejudices, fighting, and hatred is coming up throughout the United States. I sense deeply that this is a kind of a new awareness. Now, I'm going to continue, but I do have Mary Lou calling in from Pennsylvania. So let's have a moment with Mary Lou. Are you there, Mary Lou?
Yes, I am.
Well, what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I'm calling, I guess, with regards to the election, and I sense that there's a huge discrepancy between the candidates, and I'm wondering, how do they each represent our consciousness?
Well, that's what I'm going to be talking about tonight, and I'll go into it in detail as much as I can. So if you just hang in there, we'll explain it. Okay, and thank you for calling Let's Find Out, Mary Lou.
Thank you.
And now we have Barbara from New Jersey on line 2. Good evening,
yes.
Barbara.
Oh. Good evening. What are you doing, Elizabeth?
What can I do for you?
Well, actually, I have many concerns about my pending financial situation and how I'm going to
be answering psychic questions tonight, Barbara. I'm answering questions about our consciousness.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But thank you for calling. And now we have Carol from Pennsylvania. She's calling in. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Elizabeth. What is the subject tonight?
The subject is raising our consciousness. We're in the middle of moving from one experience that's been 100,000 years to another experience, which I'm about to explain.
Okay, will we still be on this plane, in this dimension?
Our consciousness needs to raise to love, peace, and harmony. And let me explain it, and then maybe if you want to call back in 20 minutes, that would be better.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Carol. So we're going to continue. Remember, this particular election is the most strange election that we have ever had. It is not about the presidency. I sense deeply that we're coming into a new awareness. I'm going to say something that a lot of you may not like. Donald Trump does not become president. It doesn't matter how much money he spends or how many tweets he has. It just isn't in the ethers. It's not in this dimension in any way, shape, or form. Now, do you know why? Because remember, we're in a cosmic play. Mr. Trump is playing a super important role right now. This is probably his destiny. And I want you all to be aware that he is serving the divine. He represents a consciousness that's on its way out. The pounding of the chest, the superior male, the dying, the angry, the ego-centered patriot who puts down women, hates minorities, and acts like it's 1939 all over again. You all know what 1939 was. In my book, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, I explain the wonderful gift that we received on December 21st, 2012, on this planet. This was supposed to be the end of the world, according to some. However, a new energy was released onto the planet. It's called the double helix. It comes from the center of our galaxy. This is true. This energy called the double helix has even added a fourth level to our aura, which is the color of amber. This energy has begun to flow on Earth. All of you think about what has happened to you between 2012 and now. We have gone through destruction because we are coming into reconstruction. A lot of people lost jobs. A lot of people lost loved ones. A lot of people found their consciousness changing and began to realize that we cannot continue with all of the hate that's going on. We have shootings at schools. We have shooting police. We have riots in the streets. And overseas, it's just as bad as it is here. So, this is supposed to be the end of the world, and it is. It's tearing down. The energy that's coming onto the planet is bringing us a more feminine energy, a more loving energy, an energy that will finally bring, when it's finished, and it may not be until 2030, of getting along with each other, working with each other, supporting each other, and accepting all kinds of realities. The entire Earth has been, for eons, under masculine energy. And we needed to have that because the times were about conquest, taking over countries, taking over money management, resources, and starting the planet Earth up with humans. Well, we've been there, done that, and taking care of that which is needed to be handled. But as of 2012, we have entered into the feminine energy, a kind of a greater love and understanding. This won't make our men like girls, but just know that we all have the masculine and feminine within us. Now that we have conquered the planet, built the planet, took over the planet, and made it home, it's time, perhaps a bit past time, to nurture that which we have brought forth. So, Donald Trump is running, and he's representing that which is dying out. It's not harmonious with the energies anymore. Hating people, building walls, creating fear and war and prejudices. Sorry, but it is what it is. Old-fashioned and outmoded. Banging his check and his ego, saying only I can fix it. That's not even really Donald Trump. The energies of our current time frame just do not support that type of candidate. We are not back going backwards in time. We are going forwards in time. Now, moving on, we have Hillary Clinton. I know many of you out there gag when you hear her name. Ugh, Hillary and all her negative nicknames and all the things that she's done. Oh my gosh. Let's get past these personalities for a minute, and let's begin to look at the energy. Look at Hillary and see that she is kind of a masculine female. She always wears pantsuits. However, she's the bridge. For whatever reason, she has been chosen by the divine to play that part. She is the bridge that's crossing us from one existence into a new existence. So let's let go of your prejudices and your anger and just think a minute. It doesn't really matter what her politics are going to be or what she's about. It doesn't matter. It doesn't what does matter is that she's ushering in the feminine. If she was too girly about it, she wouldn't be fit or right for the part. Okay? This is about players who are chosen to usher in the consciousness that's changing around the world, not just here in the United States. Oh, yes. And let's take a look at our wonderful Bernie. Everybody loves Bernie. What's not to love? Bernie represents the people. He represents our boots on the ground. Bernie's part in this play is to bring an ascension in consciousness. The old consciousness is trapped within the White House history of politics and will have its wings clipped, and the wings wind up going nowhere. He wasn't on the road to the presidency. He never got the numbers. But back up a bit. This is only a perspective. And this change is not about that. Remember, the law of karma is exact. Let me say that to you again. The law of karma is exact. And sometimes when these changes happen, we don't like the way it looks. We have this thought and that thought. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. Well, it's not. What really is happening is that we're going into the feminine energy, and the planet and America is going to be brought into balance. It takes time. Bernie wasn't on the road to the presidency. Trust the universe and know that all is working out perfectly and always for the highest good. This is so difficult to remember when everybody has their prejudices at play. Bernie's doing what he's doing for the consciousness of the whole. Rather than being stuck in the thankless job where you can't get anything done anyway because you're working against lobbyists and congresspeople, take a look at our list of characters, simply from the perspective of consciousness and shifting energies. It all makes complete total sense. All of it. To someone like me, I read energy. And I read energy for a living. I'm very good at it. And I'm sure a lot of you could begin to learn how to do it too. And yes, this is going someplace tonight. This is a very important program. This is my teaching program of how to raise our consciousness. So, how about we all do something? How about we all come out of this field, this trapped field of hate, anger, frustration, and violence? Let's come out of it and let's go into the new field. I think that Allie has called back. Are you there, Allie?
Yes.
What can I do for you?
I just want to listen to what you have to say. I really don't have a question.
Okay, thank you for the call. Carol is here from Pennsylvania.
Yes, I have a question about how you view the immigrants that have been left into this country.
Well, I'm going to get there. I do feel that we have to be very careful, and we have to trust. We do have to help people, and we can't condemn a complete organization of people or group of people because one or two make a mistake. Mm-hmm. So we really have to work with it. I know that new laws are being formed, and I know that we're going into this change. Actually, we're going to have four very good years, Carol.
And you see Hillary as being elected?
Let me continue on.
Okay.
Let me continue on. Thank you. Okay. So I asked if we could all do something about this and if we could come out of the field. How about we come out of personal judgment of who we like and who we don't like? Because that's 20th century stuff. That's back in the 20th century and in the 18th and 19th century. Manipulation of our perceptions is caused by the media. By the way, further on down the road, and very soon, we're going to be dumping the media and their perceptions as well, because they have not been fair in any way, shape, or form. And then we can thank Bernie for all of this, because he is the one that showed the inroads of how we have to change. And that's very nice. That's wonderful. As a matter of fact, I think Bernie is very blessed. So everybody has their role. Everybody is playing a vital part now. And here's where you can play yours. No matter who you choose to vote for in this 2016 presidential election, get out and vote. Don't stay home. Don't play with your toys and cry that your candidate can't make it. Get out and vote. It is very, very, very important. You know, I'll bet that some of you are just going to feel the urge from your heart, from within you, that that is something that you need to do. And of course, I think all of you should meditate on this information to see how it fits with how you feel. So, way on further down the road, things are going to change for the better and you will see it. Actually, I did something. You know I do astrology. And I looked at both Hillary's chart and Trump's chart. And you know what else I did? I decided to look at their daughter's charts. So I looked at Ivana's chart and I looked at Chelsea's chart on the day of the election. And to tell you the truth, there's a lot of sadness around Ivana, and there's sadness and great astrological blockages in Donald Trump's chart. But there's happiness around Chelsea's chart. So that does tell you something. And I always believe that astrology never lies. However, there is something else that I want to say. Ever since January, when I've been meditating, I get this sentence. So everybody listen, and then maybe you'll have your own ideas and your own impressions. The new president of the United States is not running at this time. I'm going to say that again, because this sentence has been very loud within me. The new president of the United States is not running at this time. So this play is going to have Act 3, and we're going to see it start around August 20th to 23rd, and it's going to get very, very intense. To the point of where we'll all be a little bit uncomfortable with what's going on. So we really have to stop marginalizing people and creating them into characters that we can hang our hatred on and our fears on. I do have a call coming in from Connecticut. Hi from Connecticut. Are you there? Hi. Hello? Okay, I guess we lost him as well. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, are they asking questions just about what she's talking about?
Yes, that's what we're doing tonight.
Oh, hi. Okay, well, I'll just keep listening then. I'm first-time caller. Actually, I did hear something. I did read something about what you just mentioned as well, that the president will not be who's running right now, which is very interesting. You just said that.
Well, I've been saying that for months. I guess people are copying me. thank you for calling, hi. I just want to say that I wrote a book called Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. And if you want to learn about the new energy, how it works in each dimension, and how and where you are in it now, I suggest you get the book on Amazon.com. This new energy is going to change a lot of things. We're on the first level of the fifth dimension. We have released and purged so much over the last, well, since we came into the millennium. And we're still holding on to considerably more. We have light energy coming in. Light energy can do almost anything. So we're going to take a station break, but I want all of you first to take a deep breath, open up your crown chakra, and feel the light coming into your body. And allow it to come in and flow through your body. And when we come back from the break, I will give you some more examples and help you set something for yourself so that you can raise your consciousness level out of this crazy muck that we're in and be like the lotus blossom, come out of the mud and reach up to the divine. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. My website is www.new-visions.com. We'll be back in a few. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the eighth, the eight and a half, the ninth, and the tenth. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. This is an MP3 recording that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get this wonderful meditation recording, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Schulman, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your cosmic tip: learning loving responses and taking responsibility. When you go through an entire healing process, which can take a year or more of regular weekly energy healing visits, a tremendous strengthening of your whole being takes place: physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Several things begin to happen with you personally. Your conscious ego, personally itself, becomes stronger and healthier. This strength comes in a good way and brings more determination, awareness, meaningful directness, and a greater power of concentration with one-pointed focus and attention. You will cultivate a much greater self-acceptance and understanding of reality. Equally, unreal claims for specialness and perfections stop. False pride and false self-humiliation and shame disappear. Through the steady activation of your blessed higher powers, the self feels less and less forlorn, helpless, lost, hopeless, or empty. The whole awareness of the universe and its marvelous possibilities reveals itself from within, as the reality of this wider world shows you ways to accept and change your destructive inner child behavior. This gradual change enables you to accept all of your feelings and allows the energy to flow through your entire being. When you accept your small, petty, mean side without thinking that it's a total, final reality, then the beauty, love, wisdom, and infinite power of your superior self, your blessed higher self, becomes more real. Dealing with your lower self leads to balanced development, integration, and a deep, reassuring sense of your own reality. You eventually gain a true vision of reality. You create a realistic, well-founded, self-liking, must-do-this-change result. When you see the truth within yourself and it becomes second nature for you to want and commit yourself to this truth, you will detect the ugly inside of you clearly, which until this point you were reluctant to see. Simultaneously, you are aware of this great universal spiritual power that is within you. And this is, in fact, the real you. The more you can accept the mean little creature, the infant child within you, without losing your sense of self-worth, the better you will perceive the greatness of your innermost being, the real you, the soul of you. Provided you truly do not use the discovery of your little self to beat yourself down. The lower self wants to seduce the conscious ego, to stay within the narrow confines of the neurotic self-beating up, hopelessness, and morbid prison, which always covers up unexpressed hatred. The conscious mind must prevent this strategic game using all of its knowledge, power, and resources. Just allow yourself to observe this habit of self-beating, which can be a lifelong habit, and power up yourself to counteract it, not by pushing it back inside, underground, but with new responses, loving responses, awareness, and applying new knowledge. By quietly sitting and talking to yourself, you can bring it to the light and all of the knowledge of your consciousness. This energy will come to the adult you for help and support. Use morning meditation and nightly review, as explained in my book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul. Connect to your higher power by using daily meditation and call on your angels and guides for help and guidance. As you get to know both sides of you, the lowest and the highest, you discover the function, capacities, and also the limitation of the conscious ego. On the conscious level, the ego's function is wanting to see the full truth of both the lower and higher selves of you. It wants, with all of its strength, to change and give up this destructiveness. The drawback is that the new ego consciousness cannot do this alone, and must turn for guidance to the universal self and wait patiently without doubting, giving up, or impatiently pushing. The waiting needs, along with it, an open attitude about the way in which the help might manifest. The fewer preconceived notions one has, the faster help will come forth and be recognizable. Here's an example. A husband tries to draw his wife into a petty argument, which could ruin her day. He snaps at her and says some mean-spirited, ridiculous words. She has been working on her spiritual development, but her inner child wants to say the same old, go to hell. She starts the sentence, but instead, out of her mouth comes, I am sorry you are worried and upset about something. I know you have been wanting to start a fight this entire week. Your anger and frustration are coming from somewhere, but it's not about me and doesn't involve me. When you are ready to share, I am here to listen. Wow! What a loving and honest response. She realized that she was experiencing the support of the universe using loving responses. She had never, ever talked to her husband in that way before. Although her body was shaking, They both took deep breaths involuntarily and stared at each other for a few minutes. Then he quietly walked away, and that was the end of it. Within 24 hours, he told her he was afraid that he may have serious skin cancer or a cancerous cyst on his temple, but this fear had been cleared by the doctors. What a gift! That's how the process works. Help from the universal consciousness may come in an entirely different manner than your experiences and concepts have room for, and this could prove to be an obstacle. I can't imagine that is not really a good sentence. Let's try, it's difficult to imagine that, instead. An open, waiting, accepting, and positive attitude is also necessary through recognizing its absence in a negative moment. Through recognizing its absence, however, the recognition can also become a constructive acknowledgement of where the self is at that moment. Okay, now you can see that there are steps and levels to the art of meditation and connecting with your universal self. The first part is the exploring and revealing stage. The second part overlaps the first, as well as the third step. Since you know there's a price to be paid for your current destructive attitudes, the next step is the reorientation and re-education of the destructive part of the self. The first part does end eventually, so that the second part can begin through the process of adapting, and then the third part begins, that of accepting and integration. It is not a sequential process and not a fast fix. After all, spiritual growth is not a fast food place or instant. It can take a second, a week, a month, a year, or even longer. The connecting to the blessed higher self should be a lifelong process for your protection, health, inner awareness, and happiness in life. It is totally necessary. Isn't it time for you to begin? One step could be attending the spiritual intensive with Elizabeth Joyce the weekend of October 1st and 2nd, 2016, in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Please look for this information on her website, www.new-visions.com. This has been your weekly cosmic tip. Now, let's get back to Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is a book by Elizabeth Joyce. The invisible energy, known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, August 7th, my guest will be Dimitri Moratis, co-author of Change Your Aura and Change Your Life. I'm excited that he will be presenting this wonderful information to you. The goal of this book is to help people from all walks of life accelerate their spiritual growth, understanding, and development. It is factual and helps to reassign metaphysics to its proper place in the study of life and the human development, and inspires confidence, love, self-sufficiency, charity, kindness, creativity, and the inner knowing in all aspects of life. We are all mystics in the making. The purpose of metaphysics is to help awaken each of us to our spiritual potential and to provide an overview of what is needed for spiritual progression. Without question, now is the best time to get involved with metaphysics, because we are at the beginning of a great spiritual renaissance, which is what tonight's program is about. As exciting as new technology wonders have been, each one of us has been given a more vital opportunity to develop our spiritual nature and finally unveil some of the mysteries of life that have been hidden for so long. After you read Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension by Elizabeth Joyce, and Change Your Aura, Change Your Life by Barbara Martin and Dimitri Moratis, you will have the keys to begin a great adventure, to build your own direct connection to the divine and ignite your soul's potential. This is how you find out your soul's mission. So don't miss next week's show, which offers practical, clear, high-quality spiritual education to assist you in your personal path. And now, let's get back to tonight's show of Let's Find Out.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, an honored guest. Come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling. You can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, and clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in.
Find Out, and we're back. That was my dear friend Elizabeth Hepburn singing There's a New World Coming. Well, we're having a conversation about raising your consciousness, and I'm going to continue where I left off. We are going to start caring here in America. We are going to change. We're in the process of walking across a bridge from the old, you're wrong, and I'm going to prove that you're wrong. And when you tell me that you're wrong, then I know you love me, to the new, which is love is everywhere, and I honor you, and I respect you. So let's sit down. You, me, Susie, Joe, Carol, Allie, and hi, let's sit down and have a cup of coffee. And we are going to know that we are going to change America because we're going to start caring about the election, about what's happening around us, about our parents, about our family, about our neighbors. We're going to stop marginalizing people and creating them into characters that we can hang our hatred and our fears on. We're going to come out of fear and stop hating everybody that's not like us. We're going to stop blaming the president, the Congress, that guy and this guy for everything that we're unhappy about in our lives. We're going to take some personal responsibility. We have a community, and it's going to become beautiful and blooming. I live here in Bucks County, and we have community gardens, which the group of people plant and take care of and weed out, and then they have their section where they grow their vegetables. And I think that's going to become more and more common in the world. We're going to get together and care about our neighbor. We're going to realize that having a savior at the top to save us hasn't worked at all, has it? You know, they're starting in some of the churches around the country calling senior citizens. If you know that a senior citizen is alone, take her out to lunch one of these days. Call up, see how they're doing. Check to see if they need anything. And create a friendship. This is what we need to do. So please, if you're going into your week, abandon this fear, abandon this hatred, abandon hopelessness that nobody can save us and we're doomed. And see what happens. See what happens to your consciousness and see what happens around you. My goodness, you might see more smiles. And for heaven's sakes, pick yourself up by your bootstraps. Quit being so scared. Nobody is running your life but you. I don't care how many timelines we have to cross or how disruptive and difficult it may all seem. If we don't bring courage forward, if we don't bring change, if we don't stop this infighting, it's not going to matter who's at the top, because basically nobody's going to be anywhere. So let's stop quit blaming the parents, blaming the boss, blaming your kids, blaming your relatives, and let's quit blaming everything and everybody and begin to stop, get quiet, and look within. And let's gain some control over our fears. Now, our fears came from when we were younger and from some of our experiences. But when you think of fear and you walk in fear, the only thing that you can create is fear. So let's try this. I'm okay. You're okay. We're all okay. We are bountiful, blissful, and beautiful with our special God-given gifts. Can you love everybody? Do your best to love your family and your friends. Put beautiful messages out on Facebook and stop falling into stupidity and maligning people and saying cruel and angry and upsetting and hateful things on your social media. Because that's stupid. Stupid means that you can't stand up straight and tall and reach the sky. I hate this candidate. Well, you can if you want to, but it's no longer 1860, And if you've learned the lessons that consciousness, if you've learned the lessons of that consciousness of hate, fear, and anger, then so be it. That's that. But for the rest of us, let's just be together and remember that we're a family. We are one. We are very, very much one. We all have our talents. We've all come here for a purpose. And let's look within and find out what that is so that we can express it and fulfill the gifts of our soul. Whether you're gay, straight, transgender, green, yellow, conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat, or none of the above. Whether you're an atheist, a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, a Hindu, I don't even care who you are. I don't care because I know one thing. I know you're human. And if you're human, you are fueled by the light of the divine. And I have a deep respect for you. We may disagree, but it doesn't matter. I'll still sit and be your friend. I'll still visit you. We can have lunch together, and we can help each other out when we need it. So, please abandon the fear, because it's not helping anybody. It's poisoning the universe, and it's causing many unpleasant things to happen. The lower consciousness brings in the necessity for lower things to happen on the planet. For example, extreme violence of women, weird weather changes, not counting climate change. We have jihad, we have ISIS. We have all these things that are manifesting. We have the refugees from countries that they could no longer tolerate. It's getting crazy out there, and I'm sure we're going to have to go through some more shifting before we can settle down to this new wonderful change that's coming. How do we do it? Stick to love. That's what we're about. Love, peace, and harmony. We are born for two things. We are born for service, and we are born for love. Now, go find somebody that you like, maybe somebody that you've had a little bit of disagreement with. Call them up and go buy them lunch. Or make a dinner and invite your dear friends over so that you can share. That's it. That's what we need to do. We do have a line calling. Jay is on the line. How are you, Jay?
I'm fine. How are you? I'm very glad to hear you speak.
What can I do for you, Jay?
I've noticed I've been involved in spiritual and metaphysical work since 1976, and I've watched over this course in time the shift in movement from masculine to feminine and this sort of thing, and I've watched it cause a lot of turmoil in people's lives as a result. And I was wondering if you were in, it's sort of related to what you're talking about, if you would be willing to speak to that a little bit.
Of course, it's called destruction before reconstruction. People don't like change. Jay, you don't like it either. You want to have your day planned and you want to have your routine. Because we thrive on monotony. We thrive on going to work, coming home, having dinner, going to bed, getting up, going to work, going home, and whatever. That's how we are as humans. So we have had a lot of destruction, Jay. In the beginning of the program, I said, think about what has changed between 2012 and now in your life. And realize that we have to go through the destruction to create the realignment. Jay, if you're going to build a house and another house is there, you got to tear that down, right?
Yes.
You got to tear it down. You got to clean out the ground and you got to start from scratch. That's what we're doing. And the way to do it is morning meditation and nightly review. And know that you're on a fuel line with the divine. When you open up your root, when you open up your root chakra up to your 12th chakra, actually we've got the 8th chakra that's really beginning to activate now. I don't know if you have my book, The New Spiritual Chakras, but the 8th chakra is bringing us a gift. And the gift is that we are going to become more community conscious. We're going to become more psychic, more intuitive, and we're going to sense things that are going to help others as well as ourselves. So just keep on developing, and I'm sure that you'll get the message. Thank you for calling, Jay. We have Mike on light one. Mike?
Hi, Mrs. Joyce.
Hi, how are you? What can I do for you, Mike?
Doing well, thank you. I'd like to know, do you feel that the next president is going to help us raise our consciousness?
Yes, I do. I think that we are going to go into 4 years of some very good things. And I think that money is going to settle and that jobs are going to open up and it will become better. And I also have a message for you guys. We've got to really work on loving our earth, loving America, loving our earth, and taking care of what we need to do for going well. Because if we don't, by the time we get to 2020, it will be so hot outside that you won't be able to breathe. So we need to continue with the cleaning up of the planet and the caring.
Thank you.
And I know that we're getting to the end of the show, but Mike, really, I'm so glad you called. Thank you. I want to talk a little bit about what we're having on 8/21. 8/21 is a show in the middle of August, and Chiron is going to be on. He's an astrologer, and he's going to give readings, so you guys can call in for that. And I will be giving readings and answering your personal questions on August 28th. So we do have 2 more weeks of call-ins where you can ask a question. And what I always need is your name, birth date, and your specific question. We have 1 more caller. Carol, you're back online too? Carol?
Yes. You had said that neither one of them, the candidates, are going to win. Do you know who is going to be running against them?
There isn't going to be anybody running against them. What you're going to have to watch for, Carol, is the change that happens. There's going to be a change and a shift. I'm going to tell you, and this doesn't mean anything harmful, but I will tell you that I see both of them being removed. This is only a possibility, Carol. Both
really?
Of them being removed from the running in some way.
Right.
So
and then
you're just going to have
happen?
To keep your eyes open.
Well, what's going to happen then on November 8th if we're not going to be electing a new president? Is Obama going to run a third term?
You're going to have to keep your eyes open. No, Obama is involved in this. But I do think that you will need to keep your eyes open and remember what I said. And you can always send me an email and we can follow up. But I am not going to say any more except that my meditation always says, the next president of the United States is not running at this time. So we'll have to trust it. I think there's going to be a total reorganization because of the behavior. And I think that it is only a possibility, it's not solid, that they both could be removed from the running. So we'll watch and see, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and now it's time for tonight's meditation. And I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank everybody that called in. You are blessed to me. And we are going to have the meditation tonight, which is the melding into the light, so that you will be guided to meld into the light. Sit with both feet flat on the floor and your spine straight. Take some deep breaths and let's go into the meditation. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you so much for listening and good night. And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it. And become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength, know your path, and walk it as a son or daughter of God.
Must be like skeleton.